Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday the 22nd of April, the 112th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and before we get started, it seems I got a little excited last week about the number of people who ran in the Paris Marathon. My girlfriend, who's also my neighbor, Catherine, called me and said, Susan, 500,000? It was 50,000, not 500,000. As I said, I sometimes get a little excited behind the microphone. Sorry, listeners, it really was only 50,000, not 500,000. Sorry. Thanks, Catherine, for the reality check. Bisous, my friend. Today is Earth Day, a good day to do something good for our planet. What did you do? Here in Paris, the Eiffel Tower will be lit up in green tonight. I'll try to get some photos for you. And speaking of photos, there's some good ones up on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages of Bengali New Year. Thanks to Nafisa Najim, the president of the RFI Mahila Shrota Sangha Club in Hariharpara, India, and my old pal Jahangir Alam Manto, the president of the RFI Kaptai Club in Kaptai, Bangladesh. Thank you both for sharing. There's also a picture of Malik Ala Batshaya Kokar happily holding his radio. Malik is the president of the RFI Sangat Radio Listeners Club in Muzaffarg, Pakistan, 73s. The quiz is still to come, but first I have a special treat for you. A listener essay on the theme My Ordinary Hero from Dr. Shahinur Alam from Bogra, Bangladesh. Shahinur is the president of the RFI Peace Fan Club and works for his Ordinary Heroines organization, Tengamara Mohila Sabuj Sangha.
My ordinary heroine, Professor Hosniara Begum, she was a male person. After hormonal change in her life, she admitted in hospital, and after a risky surgery, she became a female. Professor Husniara Begum, keenly aware of the enormous difficulties poor Bangladeshi women face, Husniara has committed herself to changing how both men and women perceive women and also the behavior of men toward women that both now accept. Her central idea is quite simple. The mass of poor, almost entirely illiterate Bangladeshi women must take it upon themselves to change the situation. They have to be the main force for change. Nothing else will be sufficient. To do so, they must first unite to encourage one another as they face up to their situation, as they change their perception, and especially as the confront a society unwilling to listen and fresh steadily for basic sense. For this to be possible, those women must control their own organization. If they cannot do that, how can they do so many more difficult things? Consequently, Husniara is launching the country's grassroots run movement of not just for poor women. She founded the Tengamara Mohila Sabuj Sangha. It's a club to provide the organization framework for such a movement, and over the last decade has learned how systematically to make such a grassroots run movement work practically. It works powerfully because it releases and then serves as a channel for the energy and motivation of women who have been terribly victimized. The movement is creative as well as powerful because it draws ideas, strategies, and program directly from its member. For example, a suggestion from one of the local chapter lead the Sangha, I mean club, to press the government and finally win the right to take full responsibility for building some of the local roads. Suddenly, poor women were managing skillfully, honestly, and at low cost significant local public works. So much for the accepted image of women relegated to carrying earth on their hands or sitting on top of a pile of stone, patiently breaking them into gravel with a hammer. The leadership which comes from the local women is very strong and resilient. Rather than hire professionals to train local women as professionals, Hosni Ara identifies talented local members and develops their own leadership capacity. This strategy leaves a base of local leadership in place and does not build in any dependence on the so-called professional. Hosni Ara has a vision that one day men and women will work together as equal partners, sharing responsibilities and burdens. Consequently, she includes men, albeit on a few, in the education and development process.
Thank you, Shahinoor. Dr. Shahinoor Alam works for Hosni Ara's Women's Empowering Organization, Tengamar Mohila Sabuj Sangha. He lives in Bogra, Bangladesh, and requested a special piece of music, which you'll hear in just a few minutes. When will we hear your essay, and when will you receive a special prize from RFI for your essay? We're all waiting. And while I wait for your essays, I'll serve you up the main course. The quiz. On the 18th of March, I asked you a question about European politics, Great Britain's in particular. That week, one of the countries in the political union which makes up Great Britain decided to ask to hold a referendum on independence for the country. The second referendum on that question, in fact, but this time spurred on by concerns about Brexit. My question to you was, which country in Great Britain will ask for a referendum on independence, and what is the name of that country's first minister? The answer is Scotland. The country's first minister is Nicola Sturgeon. Sturgeon is the leader of the Scottish National Party and has been in office since 2014. She's the first woman to hold either position. The winners this week are all texters. Every winner this week texted their answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. There are three winners from the Gambia, and two are from Sierra Kunda, Ismaela Jallo and William Joyner. From Banjul, there's Malamine Touré. Hi, Malamine. Thank you so much for the lovely note you included with your answer. I shared it with my colleagues, and everyone here in the newsroom thanks you. From Temagana, Eve Hansen-Norti is a winner this week. And from Espoo, Finland, RFI Listeners Club member Maruf Dewan. You too can text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Just dial plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in.
I am Daniel Buren, and you are listening to The Sound Kitchen.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Nicola Dojo for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. As promised, I'll play you out with music by request from today's essayist, Shahinoor Alam from Bogra, Bangladesh. Shahinoor asked to hear It's My Life by Bon Jovi. Here you go, Shahinoor, and thanks so much for telling us about Hosni Ara. Please greet her and wish her well from all of us. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Let's sing a song for the broken hearted.